KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hello, this is DJ Electric Landfill, and you are on the right track. This week I'm reviewing Deltron 3030's debut album. I chose this album to review while researching my last analysis for Demon Days. The members of Gorillaz had briefly worked with the members of Deltron 3030 while working on their first album, so I checked the album out, and what I heard was a beautifully networked and designed rapped album with a very creative twist. Enter Deltron 3030, a collaboration between a variety of different artists, most notably Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Darren Nakamura, aka Dan the Automator, and DJ Kid Koala. Deltron 3030 entails the story of a rebellion led by main characters Deltron Zero and Automator as they fight against a musically and racially oppressive dictatorship in the year 3030. Del's raps spread from painfully relatable social commentary to epic sci-fi battles to comedy, while Dan the Automator composes a beautiful soundscape of futuristic beeps, boops, and other knickknacks, complete with expertly arranged sampling. Ideas for the album were grown right from Del the Funky Homo Sapien's love of sci-fi, most notably video games and anime. Del wanted to lean more towards the genre of Afrofuturism, which is a more culturally African approach to the sci-fi genre, first coined by cultural researcher Mark Derry in 1993. The first real song on the album is simply titled 3030 and features radio recordings of the Apollo 9 mission apparently landing on Mars. This already shows that the universe that Deltron 3030 takes place in was already more advanced than our current one, since Apollo 9 was used to test the lunar landings back in 1969 and not send astronauts to Mars. Del then drips through the dreamy soundscape with the lyrics, "Yo, it's 3030, I want y'all to meet Deltron Zero and Automator." The song describes the current state of the world in 3030, mostly being a war-torn wasteland with futuristic cities rising above it. We get many references to sci-fi stories, such as William Gibson's book Neuromancer, as well as the film Metropolis, Ghost in the Shell, and the anime Akira. More importantly, however, we as listeners are alerted that a large evil government is controlling the world and has outlawed music production. This has prompted Deltron and a group of other rebels to fight back against the oppression and give hope to people in these times through their songs. Now we just boarded the futuristic spacecraft. No mistakes, Black. This is our music we must take back. The next song on the album is probably the most well-aged track on the album, Madness. Madness is simply about the chaotic state of the world in 3030, which ironically mirrors the state of the world in 2000, which was very similar to today. We get lines like, "I'm trapped in a bottle, my music's getting hollow, and that's what happens when humanity you follow, when every leak of info is hard to swallow." This line seems to be about the terrors of the world can be extremely heavy, especially when you see them every day. With all the violence, war, and chaos in the news, every leak of info is hard to swallow. People can start to fall apart. This is further supported by the chorus sampled from Of Cities and Escapes, again by the Poppy Family. "I'm caught in the grip of the city, madness." This song also has a very powerful message of putting aside differences and living as one. I mean, why should I hate you? We ain't that different. We may act different in some ways, but we still group together like a survey. We get more imagery of this later in the album as well. One last piece of powerful imagery I would like to share is the sheer power that music seems to have both in the universe of Deltron 3030 as well as our own. I'm glad I love music and life because it's easy to see the pain and strife and end it all tonight. Even though the world may be in a state of complete chaos and disarray, music has the power to help you still see beauty in the world. Any artistic expression can do this, actually. Art has that one spark of hope that the future entails. This has been DJ Electric Landfill, and you are on the right track. To hear my full review of Deltron 3030's debut album, head to kxci.org.